Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 877, One Simple Hack to Stop Screwing Yourself Over, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs for free. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions. All right, so I'm officially in New York spending Thanksgiving with family. It is definitely cold here. Just keep your fingers crossed that my flight is on time when I come back this weekend, because when it's cold like this, we know flights can be an issue. All right, but enough about that. Let's think positively and get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. One Simple Hack to Stop Screwing Yourself Over, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. The one simple hack part of the title either piqued your interest or triggered your potential BS alarm. Simply writing it induced a bit of nausea for me, since most hacks are overused, regurgitated phrases filled with empty promises, or they're just stupid. This simple hack, I'm relieved to say, is neither. When it comes to fat loss or practically anything pertaining to body transformation, most proposed hacks are complete rubbish. They make promises like fix trouble spots fast or build your dream body in only 30 days. You're tempted with tales of secret methods and shortcuts used by the pros. While these hacks sound incredible, they typically fall short in delivery. But there is one simple hack that does work. One simple hack to stop screwing yourself over and thereby allowing you to achieve your goals. If you find yourself in a hole, stop digging. This is according to the wisdom of what's known as the law of holes. Put another less polite way, don't make things worse, you dummy. This is sound advice we typically don't follow. I don't know about you, but I have, on more occasions than I'd like to admit, not only continued digging once I found myself in a hole, but start digging faster and with a larger shovel. How many times have you found yourself in a hole, but kept shoveling away, thereby digging yourself progressively deeper? If I was a betting person, I'd double down and say you've experienced at least one of the following scenarios. Let's see how I do. The I'll start over Monday hole digger. You skip today's workout because you just didn't feel like doing it. Rather than going home to eat a nourishing, protein-rich, minimally processed meal, you rationalized, it's Friday, it's been a long week, I already screwed up by skipping my workout, so I'm going to grab a burger, fries, and large shake on the way home. This would be digging deeper. You proceed to spend the weekend eating whatever you want and not working out and vow to start over Monday because, I mean, who gets back on track on a Saturday or Sunday? Here you're digging even deeper. I guess that would be deeper-er. The my workout sucked, now I'm p***ed hole digger. You enter the gym feeling great, ready to crush your workout. But things go badly starting with the warm-up. The weights feel heavier than usual. Your form doesn't feel smooth, and everything feels terrible. In short, the workout sucked. Appalled at your inability to improve your performance, think digging deeper, you stomp out of the gym and soothe your throbbing disgust with a brownie the size of your face. Here, you'd be digging even deeper. So how is being appalled at yourself digging the hole deeper? Responding emotionally to a bad workout or a not-so-great food choice is the first step to making less-than-ideal choices going forward. If you shrug off a bad workout as nothing more than a bad workout, you can put the event behind you, move forward, and focus on what you can do that's in your best interest. For example, my workout sucked, and that's okay because it's inevitable. I'll go home, have a good meal, and take it easy the rest of the evening. The "I ate a cupcake, so I'm going to eat 14 more" hole digger. You breezed through your new diet the past couple of weeks, but your resolve to avoid quote-unquote bad foods was tested by your favorite cupcakes someone brought to work. You rationalize, "I've been good for so long, I deserve to be bad." Immediately after eating it, you're struck with guilt. You proceed to eat 2 more cupcakes. This would be digging deeper. Since you really screwed up, it's time to dig even deeper. But a mere shovel won't suffice. You go full-on excavator mode and continue making less-than-ideal food choices for every meal until you can go all in on the diet once again. Note, this is why you shouldn't label foods good or bad. How'd I do? Could you identify with at least one or all 3 of those scenarios? I can, because I've experienced each one multiple times. To be clear, I'm not saying that missing a workout, having a terrible workout, or eating a cupcake is bad. The problem is that we interpret these instances as something bad or a screw-up. Then we compound the negative experience with not-so-great choices moving forward. Skipping a workout won't help you reach your strength goals, but it's not detrimental either. It happens. Eating a humongous cupcake won't help your fat loss efforts if it puts you in a caloric surplus, but it's a single event that won't have an immediate effect. Skipping a workout and eating a cupcake aren't moral judgments. These things don't make you a bad person, just like performing a workout and not eating a cupcake doesn't make you a good person. The next logical step isn't to skip another workout or devour 4 more cupcakes, because that would dig you in a hole. If you skip a workout, perform the next one as soon as possible. If you eat a cupcake or overindulge, have a nourishing real food meal the next time you eat. These events don't need to be a catalyst for frustration, guilt, or making less than ideal choices for a long period. Just stop digging, period. It's funny how we avoid this advice so naturally with things that relate to health and fitness, but not in other areas of life. You don't ding your car with the grocery cart and then take a sledgehammer to the windshield. You don't stub your toe on the coffee table and then willingly headbutt the fridge. You don't accidentally drop your dinner roll at a restaurant and then dump the bowl of soup on your head. But when we go off our eating plan and overindulge, we use that as a valid reason to continue eating poorly for the rest of the day or weekend. If we skip a workout because we were exhausted from a long day at work, we skip the remainder of the workouts for the entire week, and usually combine that with less than ideal food choices too. This is yet another uncomfortable truth about health and fitness. The next time you find yourself in or about to enter a hole, recall this simple hack and don't screw yourself over. Best of all, this is the simplest hack ever, because it requires you to do absolutely nothing. We don't always need to be more disciplined or motivated, or even apologetic when we get off track, or willingly make less than ideal choices. We just need to stop digging. You just listened to the post titled, "One Simple Hack to Stop Screwing Yourself Over," by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So you remember how I was sharing yesterday how I gained 8 pounds? This was a few years ago. This wasn't that recently. Between Halloween, October 31st, and New Year's Day, January 1st. So a while back, while I was studying to be a dietitian, believe it or not, I gained 8 pounds over the holidays. Now, did that happen just because I ate 1 or 2 extra slices of pie over the holidays? No, it was a series of behaviors. This happened because I had 2.5 months of not working out as consistently as I should have been and consistently consuming too many calories. When I started to realize that my pants weren't fitting as loosely as they were before, I realized, I may have had a little bit of a lapse. When Nia mentioned, for example, we skipped one workout, or we had that 1 or 2 or 3 cupcakes, but that only happened that one time, think of that as a slight lapse. If those behaviors start to become a pattern for months, if not years, we might consider that a relapse. So let's say you were following a healthy, nutritious meal plan, you were consistent with your workout, but somehow you got off track and you stayed off track for weeks and months and maybe even years. We'd say then you might have relapsed. What we don't want to have happen, and I know Nia would agree with me on this, is a full-blown collapse. That's where you just give up. You go back to old behaviors. You're no longer eating healthfully. You're no longer exercising regularly. You're not managing your stress as well. And you just gave up. That's the hole. Imagine you collapsed into this hole that Neo was talking about. That's what we don't want to have happen, because it takes a lot more energy to pull yourself out of that hole. It takes a lot less energy if you just made a wrong turn on your path in life and you just need to get back on track. That takes a lot less energy than actually having to pull yourself out of this hole of collapse that you may have ended up in. So yes, if this happens to you where you bumped yourself off track, just try not to let it become a full-blown relapse or a full-blown collapse. Try and get yourself on track as soon as possible. Learn from it if you can. I know I did. And then move on. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.